Welcome to another episode of Morning Coffee with your host, Rick Alexander. I started this show to talk about all of the interesting, complex, paradoxical, and sometimes uncomfortable aspects of the human experience. If you get anything from this show, the greatest compliment you could give me is to share this show with somebody that you think the message may resonate with, or to head to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. Additionally, if you want to interact with me, you can follow me at @RickAlexander_ on Instagram. Without further ado, on to the show. For today's episode is actually from me, hopefully not because I'm overly vain, but I just couldn't find a better one to summarize today's episode. But the quote is this: once you understand what you bring to the table, the last thing that you will ever need is permission to sit at it. Now, the thing that we have to break apart in our entrepreneurial journey is understanding what it is that you bring to the table, understanding the value that you can offer people. I come from a somewhat blue-collar family, so we didn't have conversations about what it means to really to manage money, but also to think about money as a value proposition, a value exchange. And that's what the marketplace really is. And so you'll notice with all these episodes, what I'm talking about is like revamping the way you're thinking about the entrepreneurial journey. Because for me, I could track my growth as an entrepreneur and like look at, oh, big sales weekends and stuff. But when it really became steady and everything changed for me, and I realized that this was something that I could do, was at the moment that I realized that it was all about bringing value to people. And so there's a game you'll see that people are playing. And this is a game that I played at first too, which is make yourself cheaper than everybody else. So look at the competition and then be cheaper than that. And then offer holiday sales every time the calendar demands it. Now, what you'll see is that's the game that big box retailers are playing. And their model is completely different than something like a solopreneur or somebody that's trying to go in, maybe not even own their own business, but be more of an intrapreneur. So they're like going to like get jobs from people and try to get paid for what they're actually worth. Unfortunately, what happens when you accept less than you're worth is one, you begin to resent the process, right? And that resentment, I talk about this all the time, but resentment has an appetite you'll never be able to satiate. So if you pattern yourself into accepting less than you deserve, whether that's from a client, customer type as an entrepreneur, or from a boss as an intrapreneur or as an employee, right? That resentment will continue to grow. And it will feel like it's someone else's fault for not recognizing what you're actually worth. But in hindsight, what happens is that you've just accepted less than you're worth. And so the conversation that needs to take place is about how to communicate your value to people, right? And then also to be fully uniquely aware of the value that you do bring. You have to provide value in some real and lasting way to people above and beyond what they can get elsewhere. Because at the end of the day, that's what the marketplace is. It is a group of people, businesses, entities offering value. The job market is the exact same way. It's people coming and saying, this is the value that I can bring. Now, whenever someone pays somebody for something, that is a value proposition. There's a value exchange that is happening. So you have to be careful here because you can't overinflate yourself, right? Because that's what cocky is. It's like having a sense of self that doesn't match reality. Rather, what you want to do is become uniquely aware of what it is that you can bring to the table. So think about your relationship to value in both what you give and what you get, because it's a value exchange. And then when people pay you for a service or they pay you for anything, they are paying you for value. Now, a better strategy than undercutting your price is actually over-delivering in value. Okay, so I went through a program called The Strong Coach by Mike Bledsoe. So I want to like try to give credit to where I've learned these things as best as I can, even though it's kind of an amalgamation in my mind. But one of the things I realized is I was always starting businesses and then I was trying to undercut everybody in the price. So you end up in a race to the bottom and it becomes really hard to feed yourself because you also have to pay the government. You also have to pay, you know, insurance, and there's like all these operating costs that also come out. And so when you are in a race to devalue yourself, it's a game that's really hard to win. Big box retailers can play it, but you're not obligated to play people in their games, right? You can play your own game in this life. And that's what I didn't understand. I looked out at the world of entrepreneurs and I was like, oh, okay, I need to do what other people that are doing what I'm doing are doing. And I tried to mimic them and then undercut my prices, and I ended up in a race to the bottom. What was better, and this course helped me understand, is actually figure out how much you want to make, right? What money do you want to make? What do you need to like live and do this thing right? Right? To show up so that you don't resent the process, so that you don't resent the people that pay you, right? So that's a substantial probably amount of money more than you're thinking right out of the gate, especially if you grew up in a place where people didn't talk about money in this way. So you come up with a number, and then you think about how much you want to work, or you know, whatever your business is, how many hours do you want to work if you're like a coach or something, how many widgets or products do you need to make or do you need to sell, right? And so then you get a number. And so by figuring out the amount you want to make, that's the value that you want to receive. And then by figuring out or dividing that by how much you want to work, that gives you the number or the value that you need to provide for people. And so that equation actually tells you how much value you need to bring to the market and to the world in order to live the life that you want to live. Because the only way that that equation is going to work out in the long term, meaning you're going to be able to continue to demand this from people, continue to make what you're actually worth, is if you truly bring the amount of value that you are saying you want, right? That you want the world to pay you. You have to bring that amount of value to the world. And then if you can, that exchange will sustain you. And so a better strategy than undercutting your own price is over-delivering in value. I could use the MCP as an example. So I talked a little bit about how sometimes I use these episodes as a low-risk probe in order to test ideas and apprehend them more or less and get my mind around them. When I think about what is the most value I can bring in this podcast, well, it's to talk about the most important concepts that I can get my mind around, right? And then to deliver them to you in a packaged way so that you can listen to this for 10, 12 minutes and say, what's the thing that I could apply to my life or ask myself that's going to make me better? Now, sometimes that means that you'll miss the mark, right? If you're really shooting for the stars and your own ability to deliver something, value, whatever it is, sometimes you miss. And the thing to understand when you miss the mark is that you're able to make that up in soft skills. So now let's segment our thinking here and let's talk about the two kinds of skills that people sort of bring between soft and hard, okay? So hard skills are like, what's your technical ability? That would be like, for this podcast, that would be like, one, my ability to maybe edit the podcast and maybe market the podcast. Also, my ability to orate and articulate ideas would be a technical skill here. But then soft skill is like who I am. How am I to work with? How am I to talk to? What kind of character do I have? Now, when your plan is to over-deliver in value, if that's the strategy you decide to take, your commitment is to character. Your commitment has to be to building soft skills to make up for the place that you lack. And here's why. Anybody can learn PowerPoint. Anybody can learn Microsoft Office, right? Hard skills are hard skills specifically because they are teachable, right? And so they can be learned, and they can be learned in a linear fashion. And so if you, in fact, are the kind of person that is teachable, you've got leverage over everybody who only knows how to deliver hard skills, right? Who only knows how to do the job. And the world right now is so interconnected. So we have social media and like everything is like we talk so much about what we like and what we don't like. And so the biggest way to shoot yourself in the foot is to be really good at something, whatever it is you want to offer as an employee or as an entrepreneur, be really good at that thing, but then be a dick to be around, be a terrible person to be around, right? That is the quickest way to get people to not want to pay for your service, because we're all humans and we're doing the human thing. It's not specifically about what hard skills you can bring to the table. It's also about, do people want to listen to you? Do people want to interact with you in any way? And so there's a place here where I think that this is actually hopeful rather than harmful. And the reason I think this is a blessing is because your ability to deliver value is on you. Like, you can work on your conscientiousness. You can work on your soft skills. You can work on your character. And if you do, what you'll find is that your ability to deliver value to people is exponentially increased. It's going to continue to rise. And so for today's episode in Thinking Entrepreneurially, you want to think about, what is your relationship to value? What's your relationship to money? It'll be really hard to amass it, for example, if you resent it. It's worth understanding, like, our whole life is relationship, right? Like, we have a relationship to our things, and the quality of our relationships actually is indicative of the quality of our life. And so if I have a really good relationship with money, meaning I don't resent it, I know how to hold on to it, I know what I'm worth, and I'm okay standing on that value and demanding it from the market, for example, not in a tyrannical way, but in a way that says, hey, this is what I'm worth, then you'll notice, like, the quality of your life, or in my life, for example, is also increased, is also going to go up, and I'll have ease in my thought process and in my world because I have ease in my relationship to the value that I bring and then the value that I get. And so it's worth understanding, in this entrepreneurial game, there are many ways to play it, but you don't have to play it in the way that other people play it. You need to think about the value that you can bring to the world, and then you need to play your game, because that's the place where you're going to find success. I love you guys. Hope you have an amazing day. We'll talk later on Morning Coffee.